Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and the all-too-short-lived American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
Later.
I will see you soon.
There was a lot of chatter during the 2009 Emmy Awards broadcast about the future of the broadcast television networks. ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox are under assault by cable, TV, and a guy named Joe. That's right, Joe. Joe is the star of an internet reality TV series called It's Okay, I'm an Actor. You can watch it yourself at www.itsok.tv. Originally from Ellsworth, Kansas, Joe moved to Brooklyn to pursue an acting career. And while he looks for his big break, he is the subject, of an online reality series in which a camera crew documents his life 24/7. It's not always pretty, like the episode in which we discovered that Joe has crabs, or when he cheated on his ex-girlfriend with a stripper, although the jury is still out on whether it's cheating if it's your ex-girlfriend you're cheating on. Christopher Ventura, a 2009 graduate of the film program at Syracuse University, is the man behind Ventura Creative, which produces It's Okay, I'm an Actor. He'll be joining us in a minute, as will Ventura's co-producer, Peter LaSala. He's created several films and video shorts in both narrative and documentary genres. Now, if you're a fan of shows such as It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you may feel right at home watching It's Okay. And you may agree that the Television Academy should keep looking over its shoulder. Christopher, Peter, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi.
How you doing, Bob?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
So should the broadcast networks be quaking with fear over online TV shows such as yours?
We'd like to think so. It's an interesting, you know, medium that we're dealing with right now, and you know, it's unpredictable. So
we are offering something a little different than television, that you can sit there and watch it at your leisure. It's not a full 30-minute or hour-long experience, so we like to think it's something a little different.
Well, I should have mentioned that that the shows are 15 minutes and they're split up, I think, into thirds with commercial breaks. You're not going for people who are challenged by things like paying attention for long periods of time.
No.
Well, we actually, it's interesting because the show, ever since it's been conceived, was for the internet, and we have broken down each episode into three individual parts. So we really are keeping in mind that the general viewer online is not ready to consume, you know, television-length episodes that aren't produced by major networks yet. So we've always had that in mind. And so the show is broken down on YouTube as well for the attention deficit audience.
Now, whose sense of humor does the show reflect in terms of you guys or someone else?
This was
go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, this is just stuff, when we originally came up with the concept, just stuff that we thought would be funny to ourselves. We never originally planned to create this entire show, and we were writing it, and we just felt that it was coming along a lot funnier than we expected, so we went out and casted it, and then we have an improv style, so a lot of it is our actual actors' sense of humor and what they bring to these characters that we've created. So it's sort of like an amalgamation of a bunch of different, you know, we like to think good sense of humor, but maybe not everyone agrees with us.
So are you guys presenting the cast with an outline of where you want to go, and they're basically creating their own dialogue as they go, or is it somewhat more scripted than that?
We actually create the entire script. So there is, you know, their lines are there, actions, everything is in there. But we like to rely on their talent, you know, with improv to kind of draw out their own personality out of the script and, you know, relieve some of Peter and my writing. So it comes, you know, we have our moments of improv, but generally the episodes have been kind of shifting more towards the script, because we've become more comfortable writing for the actors that we have, so it's a lot easier to get, you know, their traits down on paper that they're best at than we did, you know, when we wrote the episodes for whoever it was going to be. So.
Well, I want to just point out before we go any further to anyone listening, if you'd like to give us a call and talk to my guests, the producers of It's Okay, I'm an Actor, Christopher Ventura and Peter LaSala, the phone number is 646-595-3135. We also have a live web chat going on, and if you want to submit a question there, we'll be happy to pass it on. I noticed that the show has kind of grown from the main characters who started it in the first episode, Jill and Ryan, and of course a girlfriend and an ex-girlfriend, to it's gotten pretty wild actually since then.
The core cast so far, we've always had originally planned, literally from day one. We've just chosen, because it's online, to expand the characters slowly by, we usually introduce them through one of the mock commercials, or we have like a rapper character, so he was introduced through a music video. And we go with the talent, and their characters just naturally expand on their own, and then these are individual plans that we've come up with to sort of divert attention to the different characters, but always coming back to Joe's career and his relationship with Ryan.
Well, funny you should mention that. I want to play another clip from the show, speaking of Joe's relationship with Ryan. Folks, give a listen to this.
I wouldn't say that I don't care. I think that's a big jump. I think we jumped to don't care. I would say I just care a little more about what's going on over here, because this is me.
That's what it's about.
I mean, you're caring a lot about what's going on over there.
Crab cream wasn't for me. Crab cream?
Right.
Crab cream,
okay,
wasn't for my pubic hair.
Now you're showing an instance in which you were caring about me.
Was for
and
your
I appreciate
ass.
That. I concede. You're correct on this point.
I'm right. Okay.
Right.
Say I'm right.
I just did.
Okay. Now, what else you can do to make things right,
okay,
in a general sense, is to tell my girlfriend that, look, I was buying crab cream. Okay, I sent Ryan out because I didn't want to go through it, so I sent Ryan out, and Ryan went and got the crab cream.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't cheating on you. He has no crabs. That's all you have to say.
Can I make an edit?
Yeah, sure. What's the edit?
Just take me out of the story. If you
are you hearing anything I'm saying?
I am.
Is it the balloon
and
porn?
It sounds like you've got a big problem, but I don't.
We both got a problem. Because
if I go
down with my girlfriend,
uh-huh,
I'm killing everybody.
Didn't you say you were heading to your room? Is that something?
I'm headed
is
to
that
my
a destination
room. Okay,
here?
Hey. Cut it out, asshole. I'm getting out of here, okay? I'm going to go read John Ringo and see what he has to tell me, okay? Because I'm right now, I feel like I'm swimming through the Emerald Sea. I'm seeing dragons and pirates and catapults and all that crap.
That sounds awesome.
So I'm going to go do that, okay?
Okay.
Stop talking, all right?
I'm done
talking. And change that shirt.
You stop talking.
I don't like that shirt, okay?
Okay.
I have to say, you know, there's a show on FX, and I mentioned it before, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that this show of yours has a similar rhythm and I think in tone, in that it doesn't instantly grab you, but there's something about it that you keep wanting to go back to, and you want to know what's going to happen with these guys, and they seem so disconnected and so focused on the, you know, just little tiny specks of what's important.
Well, we hope everyone comes back for a second watch. But, yeah, no, definitely. It's interesting. The show, you know, I think it's has a lot to do with the improv, because you see that with It's Always Sunny as well. There's a lot of jokes in there that you catch the second time around, and you really, you know, become, you really dig into the characters a lot. And I think Joe grows on you, and Ryan, just as like Charlie grows on you, and It's Always Sunny. So, yeah, I definitely would agree with that comparison.
One of the things that we really just, we thought was so great about, especially these two actors when we did the audition process, was just how they interact with each other, because we had the second round of auditions, everyone starts interacting with each other, and these two, they never met, but they just immediately had this rapport of just this hilarious, if you've ever had a roommate, just that roommate relationship where you're sweating such tiny little things that, as you said before, like, don't matter at all, and these guys just, they get that perfectly, so we just let them run wild on most of these takes and you know, just try to put it back together in the editing room so something funny comes out. But it was just right from the auditions, we knew that these two guys were perfect for each other.
Well, guys, we've got
We usually go through the scenes, you know, multiple takes around. There could be up to seven or so, just because we run through them all the way through. So the actors, you know, doing the improv, they create these scenes that go from what on page they're like 3 minutes to about 8 minutes. And that part you just played is, you know, has a lot to do with that improv, the change your shirt line. And Ryan is just, he's very well trained in improv, so he just brings out all kind of crazy things on us, and they wind up, you know, making it into scripts in future episodes.
Well, guys, we've got a couple of calls for you. Let's see what's going on. Hi, 917. You got a comment or question for Chris?
This is Jeff from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hi.
I was wondering. I'm good. When are you guys putting out a second season, or what? What's going on?
we're trying to wrap up season one first. We're up to episode five.
I know, but are you gonna do a second season? That's what I'm asking you.
We hope so. We basically, it all, you know, because of the internet and the way it works, we need to find a sponsor for a second season to move on, because that's how you tend to generate. We don't have a network that, you know, signs us on for another season. We are the network. So it all relies on, you know, our viewers and their comments and their interaction with the show to generate a sponsorship.
All right, well, I hope I see a sponsorship sometime soon. Also, is Big X going to come out with the album? Where's the album?
We are working on new Big X songs and new Big X music videos right now. We will definitely have more Big X stuff coming out.
Fucking
Jeff,
perfect.
Jeff, you sound like a fan of the show.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
You sound like you may even have a vested interest in the show.
No way.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, man, you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Peace.
All right, and we've got a call that I know is coming from Pittsburgh, I believe. Easy Rider.
Hey, Bob, how are you tonight?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm going to address my comments to the gentleman that you have on the show. And is it Chris?
Yes.
And who else is on there?
Peter.
Pete and Chris, okay. Well, Pete and Chris, I am an avid television fan, and I want to know why I have not heard of this show, and why haven't I heard of it, and what can you do to make people like me hear of this show? And I just don't understand. It sounds like such a great show, and if for Bob's show here, I never would have heard of it, and life would have passed me by, and I never would have turned you on next week. And can you help me out with this?
Yeah, Peter, you want to take that one?
Yeah, well, the show is not on television. It is exclusively on the internet, on our website, www.itsokay.tv.
Okay.
And the way we've promoted the show is through social networks like Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. And at this point, we're just trying to sort of gain fans by just giving them previews and showing them the show and just coming in to actually watch it. and we are really relying on things like this and
right.
word of mouth to hear about it. But we're
yeah.
all over the social networks, and we're trying to be all over the Internet right now.
Well, Mr. Andelman, can I bring you into this conversation?
Sure. What can I do for you?
Okay. Now, you've known me for a short spell, and we've always got along. I am starting my own website here. It's called Bid 66, and I'm not trying to give me a plug or nothing, but these gentlemen said that they were looking for sponsorship. Well, you know, I am opening up this website, and I have about six figures invested in it, multiple six figures invested into it, and it's going live tomorrow. And is it okay if I tell you what it is?
Well, it...
It doesn't matter. I mean, I just reason I'm directing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean...
If these guys
well,
need a sponsor, you ought to get in touch with me, maybe, and maybe we can do something for these guys.
Okay, well, I can connect you guys.
Yeah.
Or easy, if you want to put up a contact on the web chat, I'll
sure.
be happy to pass it on.
Great, because we are looking for advertising.
On what they're doing.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, and that's just what I wanted to say. And
thank
I'll go over
you
watching
very much.
Next week. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob.
Bye. So, guys, tell me about the stars of the show, Joe and Ryan. Now, and I noticed in going through the website that there's no indication that they have any different names than Joe and Ryan. should we know who they are?
It's interesting because when we conceived this show, we really wanted to promote it as a reality show and not let anyone know in the first couple episodes that it was anything different. And, of course, you know, it's come along to not be a reality show. It's much more of a sitcom mock reality, and it's understandable. But when we were promoting the show as sort of viral advertising, we wanted to show these commercials as, you know, funny commercials on YouTube that people didn't know anything about these and actors and would come back to our show as if it was reality. But it's come a long way since then, but because of that, we use their actual names in the show. So Joe is Joe and Ryan is Ryan. So it makes it easy for the improv, and, you know, we don't have to remember two names because I often find myself on set calling people by their character names when we're really into it. But no, it's Joe we went to school with, and he's a Syracuse graduate as well, and I had directed him back in school, and
as did I.
He just happened to be living in New York, and we brought him in for an audition, and we love him, and he immediately, without question, was our star of the show. And Ryan, like most of our actors, we found on Craigslist, and it's really a testament to what the New York environment is, and we had a lot of people try out from Craigslist, and it was amazing to just see, you know, so many talented individuals come out for something that, you know, is for no pay, and you really got to dedicate your time to and hope that, you know, something comes out of it, and you really have to trust us as producers, and it was really a great thing, and Ryan's one of those very talented people that came out of it, and we knew immediately, you know, when he came in that there was something special here with his improv and his interaction with Joe that, you know, it just worked out in the end. And the thing about Ryan that people don't realize is that he's only 19. So he's much younger than all of our other actors, but you would never know it on screen and the way he acts and his improv, the things he pulls out are amazing. So it's interesting.
He does seem much older. It's interesting to find out.
It's the mustache. It's the mustache.
Is that what it is?
The deceptive
well,
I don't know.
That's what we like to think.
I don't know. He's got sort of a world weariness about him already that I kind of
well,
feel
I think
for
it's
the guy.
Mustache and growing up in Brooklyn, I think that's what does it to him. But no, he's a amazing actor, and we're very fortunate to work with him.
Now, so you've had no sponsors for the show? Not even bras.com?
No, we were hoping that someone like bras.com or some sort of shampoo company would come in when we put out Manpoo. But no, so far fake products have stayed fake, so no sponsorship.
I got to say, when you call it Manpoo, it just doesn't sound the same as shampoo. You know what I'm saying, guys? It's like I'm taking it from one end and applying it to the other end. I don't know.
We have to look up all these products that we do to make sure we're not really, you know, encroaching on any trademarks and stuff like that. So we, when we were looking up Manpoo, there actually, it is registered, and this is, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk about this, but it's registered in the Midwest. Someone registered it as a brand name, but there's no information about it. So we just put it out there, and, you know, hey, it's promotion for them. But it's just funny to think that someone else was thinking about Manpoo as an actual product. And, you know, who knows what people like nowadays. You know, it's, well, you know, it's just like Old Spice. So.
But, I mean, bras.com, I went and looked because I was curious. I mean, there is a bras.com.
Well, there is no bras.com. It forwards you right to Calvin Klein. So we felt they wouldn't be too upset with us if people were looking for bras and got sent over there. So we didn't encroach on them. If you look at mysprouts.com, we actually bought that space and we created a website. And this is bigx.com. Also, we purchased the space. And so we've created these external websites that exist outside of the show, and that was something we've always wanted to create from the beginning, was just sort of this universe. Like our Big X character, he has a music career outside of the show that you can watch, and we've just recently started promoting the Leo and Dennis aspect of the variety show. They have a variety show completely outside of the actual series, The Two Landlords, and this is just all sorts of stuff with these products. We've just tried to create almost, like, I don't want to say a universe around It's Okay, but just sort of this external web-only sort of space that we've created.
Well, I have to say that if men bought bras, that you guys would be the ones to do the commercials for them. Because, you know, when I saw, you know, that commercial for bras.com, you know, I mean, what guy doesn't want to see a woman fondling her breasts or be able to reach around and do it, which I think it was the man's hands at the end. I wasn't actually clear on that, but I thought that would sell me on a bra, you know? Not for me, but I'd say, honey, you should have this great bra. Look at that.
That is definitely the hope. We hope to be selling bras and weight loss systems very shortly.
Yeah. We'll be sponsoring our own show with our fake inventions.
Maybe that's where the money is for you guys. You know, create these products, market them, sell them within your TV show. You know, maybe that's the way to go here. Okay, you mentioned Leo and Dennis and their variety show. They are, of course, the landlords for Joe and Ryan. I have a clip here. This is a special message from Leo and Dennis. Listen up.
To our viewers at home, when you send in requests, don't send us a bunch of garbage that we can't understand, all right? We'd like to thank our viewers at home for sending in your emails. You can find us on Facebook at Strong Mind, Strong Body. There's me with a banana peel that I heated up in the microwave over my cock. Friend us, or we'll friend you. We'll be sitting outside an elementary school in a Dodge van.
We got candy.
I mean, it's not like an offer of friendship. It's like a threat.
Leo and Dennis show is kind of our guilty pleasure, and it's also the way to look at it is it's about as far as we think we can take the show. And the two actors there, James and Parker, are hilarious, and a lot of that whole variety show concept came out of them just being so unbearably funny together that we figured it would be fun to just have this extra little series going along when we took a week off from the show. So
my favorite email about this so far was very disturbing, but in a good way. And I think Chris was told that we have to stop them from holding the dog because it's very creepy.
I thought that
is.
Which of the guys has got the big, long, kind of blonde beard?
That's Parker, yeah. He actually recently shaved the beard, which will be premiered in the next episode, so he's almost unrecognizable. But he, as of now of the show, we've literally not written a single line for him. We give him these concepts. If you see in that specific clip, he's looking at little phrases on yellow sheets of paper that we wrote for him, and then he just goes crazy. He just takes it from there. He is an amazing improv actor who has some very interesting thoughts on very weird subjects, but that's all him.
Sometimes we're afraid that he might be too much of a method actor because it never seems like he breaks character. So it's interesting.
Well, yeah, he reminded me of, and I can't think of the first name, Phoenix. Is it Joaquin? Is it River?
Joaquin. Yeah.
Who, just grew the long beard and had some many freak out moments. And I kept looking at him thinking, okay, I know I've seen you before. Now, we're going to, in a few minutes when we wrap up the show, I am going to play the beer commercial. So I don't want anyone to think I'm letting Big X out. But now I have to ask you, I mean, the music video for him, I don't mind saying the words, but I'm not even comfortable. I mean, the words I'm comfortable with are the title of his song, but the way he spits them out, I'm a little, it's almost over the line for me. Almost, not quite. But if you want to give the title, be my guest.
Well, that's Peter's.
The title for the song is "Fuck That Bitch," and he means it as politely and respectfully as possible. The entire Big X concept, we're big fans of hip hop, and all of us in the cast, and we just wanted to take sort of like just that extremely exaggerated version of sort of the stereotypes you get in hip hop with the sexism and the big jewelry and stuff like that, and Big X is just supposed to be this giant character. He's almost like a fantasy character on the show, and that was a song we wrote specifically for him and for this show, and we actually posted it on a popular hip hop site where it got over 10,000 views, and did not tell them it was a joke, and they all thought it was serious, and they just were so confused by this, like, what is happening? Who is this guy? He can't be from Brooklyn. And they did not know it was a joke, and we got hundreds of comments just off this music video, but we thought, you know, you put him in a pajamas and a little sleeping cap, people would get it's a joke, but they didn't get it.
No, I mean, I assume because of where I found it that it's a joke, but on the other hand, I thought if I'm looking at it with different eyes from a different point of view, I'm going to think it's serious, because what can the rappers not get away with as being intent on? So
right, that was the line we were trying to, you know, we're trying to straddle and not cross, and it was a big issue while making it. It's like, are people, did we make this song too realistic? Are people going to just think this is real and we're, what message are we getting across? But we thought it was very funny. We think it fits the character. And if you watch the show, it makes a lot more sense. And it is, if you can just get beyond the lyrics, it's really a fun song. And we think it's just a fun song in the end of the day.
Well, last question, because we're gonna run out of time here. I'm just curious, can you guys make money off of a series like this? Or do you do this to showcase, you're young guys, out of college, do you do this to showcase your talents so you can indirectly make money by, you know, showing people what you can do and maybe getting other work?
Well, you know, it's all very unpredictable. Some shows are successful, and the average budget for a web series runs from, you know, anywhere in the pennies to like $30,000 per minute nowadays. We're very on the low end of that, and to make money, it would be easy to get, a sponsor to take over the show and pay us for what we do. But as of now, we're not grossing back what we use on the show in advertising. And really, the show is an outlet to showcase our talents, the actors' talents. And in the end, you know, we hope that there would be a second season and we can all get paid for it. Or, you know, at least it will help all of our careers. And that's, like, the most important thing that we're focusing on is helping, you know, not only me and Peter, but the people that help us out, too. So, you know, we'll see where the show goes from here. But it's an interesting time for the Internet. And, you know, with the recession hitting last year, the market has been very risky because people don't want to invest on new media because it's, you know, it's a scary field, and it doesn't bring in the guarantees like, you know, throwing out a Jay Leno show on a network TV. So we're kind of just testing the waters right now.
Well, folks, you can catch the latest 15-minute episodes or catch up on what you've missed of It's Okay, I'm an Actor, featuring Joe and Ryan at www.itsok.tv. That's ITSOK.tv. And Christopher and Peter, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you for
having
me.
Thank you very much, Bob.
My pleasure. Thanks. Good luck to you. First, folks, for more interviews with web TV personalities, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with stars of Whatever Hollywood and much more. Where am I here? Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you giving up a piece of your day and sharing it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.